Maybe you got some new furniture, then you take the old stuff and you might put it out someplace. Is there a place where you put that?
Well, I didn't have no name for it. They just sold it out behind that building, some old building.
What would you call that stuff?
They call it antique now.
Yeah, now they call it antiques.
Yeah, I don't know what you...
Well, I just wondered if you ever used anything like...
Our first bed we had was nailed up.
I done told you about that.
Yeah.
So what's that?
She's telling about the first bed that we ever had been, or my dad and nailing it up. She's talking about it. I done told you that.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you'd ever call it something like junk, or these are things that you throw away.
Yeah, junk, I guess, is what would be the right name for it.
And how did they... your mother used to do her housework. What kinds of things did she use?
Well, you mean keeping the house clean?
Yeah.
Well, she had a scrub broom, and they scrubbed the house. They'd go get sand and use lye soap ever so often. They'd scrub that house and then dry it, and then they'd go get their meal sifter or flour sifter and sift fine sand around over that floor.
Uh-huh.
And then when they'd sweep it, they'd take this sand up and sift it back over the floor, and they claim that sand kept the dirt cut loose.
I see. Did she ever use a piece of cloth or rag on the sand to scrub it with her hand? They didn't do it that way. Always did it standing up, aren't they?
The scrub brooms are what they use.
All right. And now, how do they keep the clothes clean?
They washed them on a rub board.
Mm-hmm.
They had a rub board, and it was handmade. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And you remember what they used before that? Before they put it on the rub board, they
use
take
a big block and a metal.
Yeah.
Metal.
The bad ones stick before they had the
That's
rub
right.
board. The rub board came along afterwards. But when they take the clothes, do you remember how your mother did the washing? Would you just kind of like start at the beginning and tell me what she'd do?
Well, the best I remember, my mother, she brought washing. She had a big kettle that she put those clothes in, water, and boiled them a while. And then she brought them out of there and battled them, and rubbed them, and got the dirt out of them.
Mm-hmm. And did when she was this kettle boiled? Was it at the fireplace, or did she do this outside?
It'd be hanging out on two. She'd have two forked sticks drove in the ground, and then a stick run through the rim of that kettle, and into the other fork, and it was hanging there. And you build a fire under that kettle, in between these two forks.
That was outside.
Out in the loft.
Uh huh. And the how did she used to get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
She had to iron them out, as far as I know.
Yeah. Now, did she
she had two irons, and they hit them in front of the bar place and set them down on the handle towards your room and heat them.
Uh-huh.
So hard. Keep one sitting there while the other, she's ironing with the other.
I see. And then, did you ever call that washing and ironing anything else? She's doing do that all together. Like nowadays, if they send shirts out, they'd send them to the...
Laundry.
Yeah, that's the word I meant.
Laundry.
Yeah, now, did that word mean anything to you when you were a boy, the word laundry? Did you ever use that?
I never heard tell of it.
Never
when I was a boy.
Never used it. Well, how did you get up to that to the upper part of the house where those beds were, where the loft was?
Some of these log houses had a stairway, and some there was a ladder made on the side of the wall.
I see. What did you have in your house?
We had a stairway.
Uh-huh.